Our epistle for this feast of the Most Holy Trinity is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has first given to him that recompense should be made him? For from him, and through him, and unto him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, as we are members of the mystical body of Christ, we have the same mission as this institution that Christ established called the Church. Some in greater ways than others, some in particularly great ways than others. But the mission of the Church is making disciples, is teaching, baptizing, given an opportunity for salvation. Now, for many of us, that comes by our example. And example is the most powerful sermon that can ever be given. It's easy to talk a good talk. It's another thing to live consistently and properly. I have been blessed in my vocation, as I have been called, among the works that I am humbled to do, not worthy to do, but an instrument nonetheless. One thing that stands out in my mind, and I appreciate it, is teaching. I teach. Oh yes, here on Sunday, little reminders, tidbits. You can't do much teaching in 10 minutes. You just give reminders and encouragement. But I get to teach in the classroom to children, teenagers, high school kids. And I'm given the topic matter that I am supposed to cover throughout the year. And it changes from year to year. You go through a routine. But the thing that I'm blessed in is not the fact of teaching per se, but that in teaching I am reviewing, perfecting, and learning myself. Theology is the study of God. And what I have come to realize most profoundly is that time is when we decide to want to know God. He has revealed a very small part of his infinite being. Because this life is but a test for us to want to get to know him forever, unable to know him perfectly ever. But as much as we must keep his commandments in order to pass this test, we also have to do a positive action. The negative action is thou shalt not, or thou shalt, the command to keep those things, not to sin, right? That's the negative. And that's not sufficient if that's our only. But the positive thing that we are called is to want to know God. And the more you study about God and his interaction with men, the more you grow or are inclined to love him. And this is my thought for today. It's time for us to take our catechisms off our shelves, dust them off, open them, review them, read them, and learn. I have taught catechism for years, and I'm still learning. I have gone through the same books, and I have learned. It is not sufficient for us just not to sin. People can say, well, it's theology. It's too far. No, it's not. This is the whole point of life. When you come to that point when time runs out and you're called before God, He's either going to say, I don't know you, or come, ye blessed of my Father. He's going to see His image in us because we have lived our life to want to know Him. We have lived a life of striving to love Him and serve Him more perfectly. We have a soul to save. We have a God to be with who created us for that one purpose. That's why the challenge is this. Take the catechisms off your bookshelves. If you have one, if you don't have one, get one. Baltimore Catechism, Council of Trent. The catechisms you will find, especially like Baltimore 3 Catechism, it is always attached to the scripture. There's always references. And you can learn a tremendous amount of how you are supposed to live your life. Not just live your faith, because faith must be about your life, and your life must be about your faith. And it's a way that to live, not something that we do from time to time. It's not sufficient. Anybody who claims, oh, there's too much, they're just lying to themselves. I've seen teenagers that have been able to play complicated video games, figure them out way more than I could, but yet they'll claim inability to comprehend that which poor fishermen of Galilee and the poor Israel that Christ preached. Now, it's part of the mission of the church, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And we have that mission. We must observe ourselves, but we must also teach to observe our children, our friends, by our example. If we don't strive to do this, we don't live this command. We are not good members of the mystical body of Christ. We're not meant just to come and receive Christ. We're meant to come and receive and share Christ. We're not just meant to be part of the divine. We're meant to have part with the divine and let Him work through us and share Himself with others. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men so they might see your good works and rejoice in your Father who is in heaven. Part of the mission. Today, as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Trinity, and we recall that we were baptized in the name of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Remember our purpose. Let us pray for the grace to fulfill that purpose more perfectly, to do what we must, to study our faith, to learn it more diligently, so that we might spread it more productively. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.